Governor Doyle's been pushing the Department of Natural Resources and Public Service Commission to work more closely on speeding up permit reviews for power plants, gas pipelines, and transmission lines. Now, Democrat Doyle and Assembly Utilities Chairperson Republican Scott Jensen, bitter opponents on some issues over the years, say there's a deal at the Capitol on language to further streamline the utility review process. The two say new projects might be approved within 7 months instead of the 3 years it takes some proposals. Doyle says the plan does not lower environmental standards and tries to avoid new scars on the state landscape.
We've made some major advances towards providing priorities, particularly for where transmission and pipelines go, to use existing right-of-way.
The Sierra Club says the promise to try and use existing utility corridors is a step in the right direction. But club official Brett Halsey is not completely happy with a new agreement.
We still have some concerns about siting of power lines near highways where you have neighborhoods, because one study from Denver shows you that increases the cancer risk over just living near highways. So it's not perfect, but it's definitely progress.
Halsey also urges utilities to use incentives in the bill to meet with citizen groups up front to try and address their concerns early, or there are likely to be more of the citizen lawsuits that have blocked some projects. There's nothing in the new bill to reduce electricity demand or improve energy efficiency, but Governor Doyle says he has a committee working on that. Representative Jensen says that group's report may be ready by January. Meanwhile, he and Doyle hope the legislature puts aside some current disagreements and passes the permit review speed-up this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.